Reading to you from 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, 1st verse. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap themselves teachers having itching ears. Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic. Gave my heart to Christ over 52 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. 1 year later, God called me to preach, and I've been preaching ever since. Well, let me give you a report. I went to my surgeon, and he said that I'm healing real good. I'm no longer taking pain pills. I'm still awful weak, but it was a terrible operation. So I'm going to start taking some special vitamins and some iron tablets so I lost a lot of blood during these last 4 months. Well, listen, I'll be with you for an hour tonight. Won't you kick off your slippers? Sit back and relax. Pour you a glass of iced tea or a cup of coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? Friends, if you have your Bibles with you, will you turn with me to the 78th Psalm? And let's begin reading with the 38th verse. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. Title of the message tonight, Compassion in Action. The psalmist numbers God's blessing to Israel. And remember, Israel was delivered from slavery. Remember when the Lord looked down and saw the suffering people there, his people? He called on a man called Moses at a burning bush and commanded that Moses go down there and lead those people, the children of Israel, out of slavery and out of bondage, and he was going to take them to the promised land. Well, the Red Sea opened to save them from Pharaoh's army. They were led by a cloud during the day and a fire at night. Water flowed from a rock in the desert to quench their thirst. Manna fell from heaven to provide them with the food of angels. But God's people failed in spite of his faithfulness. Their faith was small in spite of God's giving his all. Verse 32. For all this they sin still and believe not for his wondrous works. Friends, listen. They had everything going for them. Moses was a great leader. He had compassion. And he was trying to take them to the promised land like God had instructed him to do. But they said good things about God, but they didn't walk their talk. Verse 36. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues. You know, I had a good friend of mine, a brother in Christ, that I was training in evangelism, and he was always telling me, you got to walk your talk. You got to walk your talk. And one day, without any provocation, he turned against me. Would not ever talk to me, I called him, I wrote letters, but he never ever repented and never called and said why he was mad at me. Now you see, he didn't walk his talk. He talked a big talk, but when it come right down to it, he didn't walk it. Their hearts weren't right, and they disobeyed God's word in verse 36:7. For their hearts was not right with them, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. They deserved chastening, but guess what they got? Compassion, verse 38. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir it up in his wrath. Listen, what flows from compassion? Well, a compassionate heart, and that's exactly what our Lord Jesus Christ has tonight. You know, friends, he knows what's happening in America. We're listening to this presidential election of the Democrats and Republicans. It's abomination to the Lord. They're not trying to figure out how they can make this a better country. They're trying to fight each other and put each other down. It's disgusting. It's despicable. It makes my heart sick, and I'm sure it makes the Lord sick. But God said, being full of compassion, he forgave their iniquity. Friends, you know what? I've said this so many times. A lot of people, even Christians, think God is standing up there in heaven with a ball bat. And every time you make a mistake, he's going to whack you up alongside the head. That's not the God I know. No, it isn't. Now, anybody that would come on this earth and die for me and suffer the humiliation on the cross of Calvary, he needs my praise. Consider the passion of Christ. Jesus had compassion on hungry multitude and fed them. I read in Matthew 15:32. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have had nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. Now those people sat there for 3 days and listened to Jesus proclaim the word of God. That's a long time. When some people can't sit in church 2 hours, it's too long for them. Now Jesus had compassion on 2 blind men and restored their sight. And I read in Matthew 20:34. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. Friends, remember out there in the island of Gadara when that demoniac was up there? They'd put him in a graveyard. They chained him. They did everything they could, and he'd break those chains, and he was full of demons. And when Jesus walked up there and he saw this man run to Jesus, and Jesus cast out all the demons. And now this guy who was demoniac is in his right mind. Man, he is so happy. So Jesus and his disciples went down the path to get on the boat to go away. And Jesus turned and looked. Look who was there. The demoniac that Jesus had delivered the demons from. And Jesus said, where are you going, son? Oh, he said, Lord, I want to follow you. Which is a normal reaction to any man or woman who have repented of their sins and cried out, God, be merciful to the sinner. That's the first thing you want to do, is you want to go tell your loved ones and friends. That's the first thing I did. The morning I accepted Jesus, I got a hold of my brothers and told them. They all laughed at me. They all made fun of me. Oh, it did broke my heart. But I stayed faithful to the Lord. I would send them tracts. I'd call them. I'd send them books. I'd pray for them day and night. And you know what? Both of my brothers today are in heaven, because I stayed faithful to the Lord, and they both accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. My sister's in heaven. my dad's in heaven, my mom's in heaven, my two sisters, I should say, because of a wonderful Savior that came on this earth to die for sinners like you and I. Jesus had compassion on a widow and resurrected her son. And I read in Luke 7:13-14. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, "Weep not." And he came and touched the briar, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, "Young man, arise." And this man came back to life. Remember Lazarus and Mary and her sisters? Well, he died. And they told Jesus, "If you'd have been here, he would have lived." And Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. I am the..." And anyway, to make a long story short, when Jesus saw the heartaches of those two sisters and saw those people, her friends, were weeping over Lazarus, the Bible said Jesus wept. This should tell you that Jesus was human. Jesus had a compassionate heart, and he has yet tonight. Now, in Luke 23:34, he forgave a repentant thief during his last moments on the cross. Remember when there was two thieves on the cross beside Jesus, and one of them cried out and said, "If you be the Lord, if you be Jesus, you saved others. You come down off that cross and save yourself." Now, Christ could have called upon legions of angels, but he did not, because that's why he came in the earth to die for you and me. But the other thief said, "Wait a minute. Listen, man, we're on this cross. We're dying because of what we did. We're thieves. This man has done no wrong." And then he turned to Jesus and said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into the kingdom." And Jesus said, "From this day forth, thou shalt be with me in paradise." Friends, do you know what? That thief never, ever went to church. He never got baptized. He never took the Lord's Supper. But he's in heaven today. Why? Because Jesus said, "From this day forth." I've had people say, "I don't believe that." Well, I don't care whether you believe it or not. That's exactly what happened. And he's in heaven. And the other man chose to go to hell. Christ-like people are compassionate. Let me ask you this, friend. How compassionate are you? Grace flows from compassion, verse 38. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. The Lord didn't destroy his people. Grace was extended to the undeserving like it is right now. This applies to our salvation. You remember what it says in Ephesians 2:8-9? "For by grace are you saved through faith. That, not of yourself. It is a gift." Get that. "It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So many people really believe that they're going to go to heaven because they're good. Now listen, friends, did you know I could preach up a sermon on good people going to hell, bad people going to heaven? I was a bad person. I was an alcoholic. I was a terrible sinner. And yet, when I turned from my sins and confessed that I was a sinner, Romans 3:23, the Bible said, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God," then that gift of God came into my heart and life, which is the Lord Christ. Now, you say, "Well, Cecil, you mean to tell me that if I just live a good life and I'm good to my friends and my neighbors and I give to the poor, yes, and I even go to church and I even read the Bible, that I might miss heaven?" Absolutely. If you have not repented of your sin and accepted Christ, you are lost, doomed, and damned, and headed for a sure enough hell. See, you have to. Jesus said to Nicodemus, who was a very good man, ruler of the Jews, member of the Sanhedrin, and Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven." Didn't say anything about being good, didn't say anything about being bad, but he said, if we confess that we're sinners. The Lord turned away his anger, and this happened repeatedly. Friends, listen, grace is available to you and to me. Our compassionate Lord extends grace to all. Now, understanding flows from compassion. Verse 39. For he remembered that they were flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. He remembered that they were flesh. God understands our weaknesses. Compassion makes redemption possible. And compassion takes a brevity of life into account. We were like a wind that passeth away. Now listen to me, friends. Listen to me very carefully. God's compassion brings hope to you and to me. Not so terrible long ago, my quartet, my wife and I were in a state prison in Lyman where they have 600 lifers. 600 lifers never get out of that prison. And this young man walked up to me and said, "You know, Cecil, a couple of years ago, I was in another prison, and your group came, and I heard you talk about this wonderful Christ." He said, "I cried all through the message, but," he said, "I just would not say yes to Christ." He said, "Then later I got transferred to this Lyman prison." And he said, "One day I run into two Christians, and they start telling me the same thing that you talked about in the prison. And I accepted Christ as Savior." He said, "You didn't know it, but I'm a Muslim. I was a Muslim, and I denounced the Muslim faith. Now the Muslims here in prison are trying to kill me. But the Christians are surrounding me and trying to protect me. Christ will protect him. He'll take care of him." Listen, friends, I want to ask you, how compassionate are you tonight? You know, the first thing I think of when I see in the news or reading the newspaper where someone was killed or some couple of young kids were out in a car drunk and they upset, the first thing I think of, oh, where is that soul? It's too late now, beloved. Do you know you have a mother or dad? Of course, you might not. They might be gone, but you have sons and daughters and a wife. Are they saved? Do they know Christ as Savior? Well, if they don't and you do, then it's your responsibility to warn them of what's the judgment to come. That's our job. Someone said, "I don't care what you say. I'm going to live my life the way I want to." Well, I said, "You can." I said, "God isn't going to force himself on you. He will not. But if you come to him as a little child in full repentance and reject your old way of life and invite Christ in your heart, I'll guarantee on the promise of God, he'll save your soul, he'll write your name in the Lamb book, and you'll know a new life. The things you used to hate, you'll love. The things you used to love, you'll hate." Beloved, I'm going to ask you a point-blank question. If you were to die today, where would you go? Where would you spend eternity? And you say, "Oh, Cecil, I sure don't know." Well, if you don't know, the Bible said in 1 John 5:13, "This is written that you may know that you have passed from death unto life." Otherwise, he gives you the assurance that you've been born again, that you're going to heaven when you die. You say, "Well, Cecil, listen, I'm convinced that I got to do something tonight. And so I want to trust Jesus as my Savior." Well, now, some of you have tugging at your heart. Some of you don't. But for those of you who have a turn at your heart, I want you to bow your head to me right now. And oh, beloved, please don't pray this prayer unless you really mean it. And here's how it goes. Dear kind Heavenly Father, in that precious name of Jesus, Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord, I'm sorry for the life I've lived and the things I've done that's wrong, cheating, stealing, on all these other things. Right now, Lord, I'm inviting you into my heart to be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you prayed that prayer, I want you to get on the phone and call 303-471-8534. Now, I will not use your name on the air. I will not embarrass you. I will not sit down and write and ask you for any money. I don't care where you go to church. Beloved, only where I'm concerned is where you're going to go when you die. Now, this might be a long-distance call and you can't afford to call. You call me collect. I'll accept the charges. 303-471-8534. I am waiting for your call. Well, friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. I want to thank you, dear ones, for listening. Oh, friends, I want you to continue to pray for my health and pray that I'll be able to get back out in prisons again. Oh, this is what I want to do. As long as I'm on this earth, I want to tell people about Jesus, because someday we're all going to have to go to see him. And if you don't know him, you won't go to heaven, you'll go to hell. Well, listen, until this time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbors, stay sweet. Keep looking up, for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.